Hear your favorite NFL legends sharing their stories and insights every week right here on Thursday Night Tailgate with Chris Mascaro and Bob Lazeri. Take it away, guys.
When the door is locked, there's no way out.
And now back in making his 10th appearance with us here on Thursday Night Tailgate is former Giants and Chiefs defensive back Mark Collins. Let me remind you about Mark's background. He's from St. Louis, Missouri, played his college ball at Cal State Fullerton, where he was a four-year starter and helped them do a pair of Pacific Coast Athletic Association championships. He was the PCAA Defensive Player of the Year in 1985 and holds the school record with 20 interceptions. And he was inducted into their Hall of Fame back in 2007. He was a second-round draft pick by the Giants in 1986, and he played defensive back in the league from 86 to 98 with the Giants, Chiefs, Packers, and Seahawks. He was named All-Pro in 2001. He was a part of two of the Giants Super Bowl championship teams back in 86 and 1990 and played in a third Super Bowl with Green Bay in 97. He's got a book out titled More Than a Game, which you can find out on Amazon.com. He's also got a great recruiting business. It's called 2-5 Sports, and it's a number 2 and 5 spelled out, F-I-V-E Sports. So 2-5 Sports that helps kids and parents navigate through the college recruiting process. And we are honored he is back with us again tonight here on Thursday Night Tailgate. Hey, Mark, Chris, and Bob, thanks for coming back on the show.
Hey, Mark.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
Anytime.
So, Mark, you know, before we get into what's going on, you know, around the league and the championships and the Super Bowl and all that sort of stuff, you know, we're sort of neck deep into college recruiting season. Give us an update. What's going on with your company, 2-5 Sports?
Oh, we're doing a lot of great things. The kids are definitely getting looked at, especially the ones who are their sophomore, junior years, in all sports. It's fantastic. I know we're talking football, but the football process for the major Division I recruits, they're pretty much all snapped up now. So now the focus is now on football on the next year, next 2 years, as athletes in their sophomore and junior year.
So, Mark, I want to get your thoughts on a couple of things here, you know, that happened in the postseason around the league. You know, first of all, your thoughts on the Chiefs, right? Another season where it started out looking great. The team started out 5-0, went into a lull, looked like they were starting to come back and peak at the right time, and then they lose that game against the Titans in the playoffs. Where did things go wrong for the Chiefs?
I really don't know, but I'll tell you what. I was at the game, and I was so mad. And I said some words. I was in the suite. Because I felt bad for those guys. Because I've been there. In 1995, we lost to the Colts. 10-7. Where a coach did not stick to the game plan. Case in point, in 1995, we were the number one rushing team in the AFC. And the Colts were the worst team against the rush. What do? We throw the ball. So that was stupid. And I saw the same thing with Andy Reid did. You got the number one rushing running back in the National Football League. He touches the ball four times in the second half. That's unbelievable. So I know a lot of people in Kansas City try to blame the officiating. That happened, but you don't have an 18-point lead and lose at home. That doesn't happen. But it did.
So Mark, is it an Andy Reid issue? He's a guy. He's 1-4 in the postseason now with the Chiefs. Is it a player execution thing? Is it a scheme thing? Is it an Andy Reid thing? What needs to change for the Chiefs to make a deeper run in the playoffs?
Sometimes, and I love Andy Reid, but this has happened way too much. And sometimes a change is needed. I mean, sometimes the message gets old, and the preparation gets stale, and it stays the same. And when you do that, the results stay the same. So now he changed some his coaching staff around a little bit. Maybe that'll help. I don't know, but something's got to give.
So, Mark, you know, thinking about the quarterback position, and we talked to you not all that long ago, and it seemed like you were in favor of Alex Smith. Alex Smith was doing a good job. Is Alex Smith the guy that can take them forward, or do you expect Pat Mahomes is going to be the guy taking over?
Oh, it's going to be Pat. I mean, if Alex Smith stays here in Kansas City, that would be the worst business decision he ever made. A lot of teams out there looking for quarterbacks. He could go to Cleveland, which I think he'll go to because John Dorsey's there. He'll go to Cleveland, make a ton of money. He has options. Arizona. But yeah, if he stays here, that's not too smart. Because Mahomes is the future, and that's one of the changes I think that Andy is going to make.
Bob, questions for Mark?
Great to speak with you again, Mark. And up here in New England, of course, some things remain the same, Mark, and mostly revolving around Bill Belichick. And he was your first defensive coordinator after you got drafted by the Giants in 86. I want to know your first interactions with him and your first impressions when you finally met him.
Well, he was a young coach, very, very detail-oriented. He knew every aspect of the defense. He knew all the aspects of the special teams. He was a special team coach also. And he knows, he just knew everything. He to me, and I played under Fritz Schirmer's defense, Dunder Cunningham, but some about a Belichick coach defense, they're always well-trained and well-schooled and well-coached. Nothing surprises a Belichick coach defense. And if you notice, you know, especially over the last maybe 3 or 4 or 5 years, they're doing it with no major stars, no big superstars. Yeah, you know, you got Amendola, you got Brady, you got Gronk. But, I mean, a lot of people don't know who the offensive line is, or, you know, they don't know. There's just guys who are well-coached, and they do their job, and they go home, and they win Super Bowls. So Belichick, he knows what he's doing, and, you know, if everybody could duplicate it, everybody have a lot of Super Bowl rings, but sometimes you just can't duplicate greatness.
And having played under Parcells, Mark, versus Belichick as far as the way they handled themselves, Parcells always seemed to be much more animated, of course, being the head coach. But compare the two guys, their styles and their personalities.
Well, Parcells was more of a aggressive motivator. He motivates through, I would say, fear. You know, he'll change in a heartbeat. I've seen him do this with too many rookies. He goes, hey, kid, if you can't get the job done, we'll find somebody else who can. He says, it's not personal. That's just the nature of the business. And I was going, wow, that's some pretty deep stuff. You know, it's not personal. If you can't get the job, we'll find somebody else who can. And the player would go out and just run through a wall for parts of him, and his message was received. Belichick's a little different. Belichick is more methodical, more thoughtful. He pushes the buttons on the player slowly. He may push two buttons at a time to get that reaction. But he's real cerebral, slow, methodical. He gets exactly what he wants. Perfect example is, you know, he's not a yeller and screamer. He's just not. And he'll let you know without saying it to you, but trust me, I know what I'm doing. Just make the adjustments, we'll win the game. And he's been right since I've known him, and he's been right now, so.
Yeah. And Mark, the Giants are the only team that has had consistent success against the Patriots, right? I mean, the two Super Bowl wins against New England. What do you think? Why the Giants? What is there something about the philosophy that the Giants have defensively that's, you know, been, you know, consistent year over year over year, things reaching all the way back to when you were there, that helps neutralize what the Patriots want to do on offense?
Oh, yeah. When Kofka was with the Giants, he was a receivers coach, but he had a lot of input on the offensive plays. And, of course, Belichick was a defensive coordinator. And we used to go at it. Coughlin knows exactly how to defuse the Patriots. He knows what Bill likes to do. He knows what his offensive coordinator likes to do. And it's not simple. It's not brain surgery. All the Giants do is just slow the ball down. Keep the game close. And there's a history that the Patriots, they don't want to score to be too close. That's not their M.O. They want to get in the 27-35 play range. If you keep those guys, and Coughlin knows this, if you keep those guys under 19 points and your team keeps up, you got a good shot of winning. And that's what he did with the Giants.
And, Mark, you know, as a defensive back and a guy who played on one of the greatest defenses of all time there with the Giants, when you look at a guy like Gronk, right, if you drew that assignment, how do you defend a guy like that?
You know what? It's you can't. I mean, you can't jam anybody now. I mean, this guy's, what is he, 6'7", 280. How you can defend that? You can't jam him. He's going to push you off. You can't. There's no answer. There's really no answer. You just hope that the pass rush gets to the quarterback before they see him open. But, you know, and what he does is he just posts up on you, and Tom throws the ball, and he catches it. You cannot coach height. So, it's true. That's just something. He's one of the best.
And, Mark, when you look at this Super Bowl, right, you guys went through something very similar to what's taken shape sort of with the Eagles, right? You go to the Super Bowl with your backup quarterback, right, and Jeff Hostetler. He only started the last two games of that regular season. So very similar to what we're seeing with Nick Foles. Curious to get your thoughts. A, were you guys confident in Hostetler that he was going to be able to go in there and actually win that Super Bowl? And now when you compare the things, is it similar? Does it feel like this could happen for a guy like Nick Foles?
Well, it can. With us at Hostetler, we knew Jeff added another element to our offense, and that was ability to run and scramble and extend plays. So as a defense, we got together and told Jeff and Ron Erhardt, hey, just get us 20 points, we'll be okay. You see the same thing with Foles. Foles, he's not a pocket passer. You get him outside on the perimeter, he could do some damage to you. So I see similarities there. If he doesn't get caught up in the moment of the game and plays within himself, because I already know the defense and the team, they got faith in him. And you could tell that by last game. They rallied around that kid, and he responded. So if he just stays within himself, don't get overcome by the situation or any situation, because you know it's going to happen. They'll do okay. You'll do okay.
So, Mark, before we let you go, I got to ask you right now. You're, Giant heritage. Are you rooting for the Patriots because you would never root for the Eagles? Or are you an NFC East guy saying I'm going with those guys?
Well, if the Eagles win, I will reach out to all my Eagle friends, and I'll say, welcome to the club. It's about time you got here. If they lose, then I'll say, you don't deserve it, so get back in the back of the bus.
Mark, let our listeners know, how can they stay up to date with all the great things that you're doing? Again, remind them how they can follow you on Twitter and on social media.
Follow me on Twitter at 25 Sports, the number 2, FIVE Sports. On Facebook, I got too many Facebook friends, so I can't accept anymore. I'm at the limit. But I'm on Facebook. I'm on Instagram, do a lot of stuff. The company's doing well. Go get your kids. Start that process now, building that profile. I get so many calls late. Mark, can you help my son? Can you help my daughter? What year are they? Well, they're seniors. What? We had this conversation 3 years ago. Start the process now, because what you're seeing here, recruiting is like musical chairs. if they don't know you, they don't see what you've done, you're going to get left out of a seat or a scholarship. So, but I'm around. I'm easy to find. I always respond back on Facebook, on Twitter, and on Instagram.
Mark, it's always a pleasure for Bob and I to get to spend some time with you. We really appreciate your time tonight and your insights, and hopefully we get the opportunity to catch up with you again real soon. It's always a pleasure, my friend.
Guys, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Mark.
Take care, Mark. All the best to you and your family.
Thanks. Take care.
That is former Giants and Chiefs defensive back Mark Collins. And Bob, You go back to those great Giants teams of the, you know, mid-'80s, early 90s, right, the two Super Bowl wins, and just as talented a defense as there probably has ever been in the league. And then to think that, you know, he was under the tutelage of Bill Belichick, and, you know, now we see, you know, what Belichick has become. But interesting perspective from Mark on not only the Giants, but also what the Chiefs need to be doing, you know, this offseason and looking ahead to next year.
Yeah, Mark, having been surrounded by the coaches that he did, Chris, and the players, and a guy that played 168 NFL games plus playoff games, you kind of listen when he speaks. But just imagine his indoctrination, Chris, into the NFL, coming into the league, and you have guys like Belichick and Parcells and Romeo Crennel and Ron Earhart all on the same coaching staff, and a major reason why this guy played 13 years in the league. Great player, and obviously he's got the rings to show for it.
All right, when Bob and I come back, we'll be turning on the Thursday Night Tailgate Spotlight on the positive. Hear which players are doing great things out there in their communities. We'll do that, then we'll wrap up the show, all on the other side of these words from our friends over at the Salt Creek Golf Retreat and Doubleback Winery.